Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership Call on the 25th of November, 2019 at 1900 UTC. And the members attending at this time include Cheryl, Daniel, Sebastian, and Pat. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie is on the call. And apologies for my audio. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking. And Cheryl and Pat, I turn the call over to you.
Thank you. I guess it has to be me so we can keep Pat in the dark as much as possible. Now, just for the record, Pat's having technical difficulties with the hotel Wi-Fi, so he is on audio only. So, Pat, jump in at any point that the urge takes you. And as usual, I'll just get us started and then you can... work on the agenda with the for the next meeting, and that should be pretty much it for the day for the leadership team. Has anyone got prefer us not to have any Has anyone got any statements of interest updates? Is what I was trying to ask. Not expecting or hearing any. That's fine. One thing on the next item on the agenda, we'll see there's the part that we have eradicated from our main agenda, the work party leaders. Welcome, Casey. I said to Brenda not to worry about removing that today because I thought Vanda or Bernie or Lou might want to just mention that the GAC has been, the GAC group, has in fact been very busy in their Skype chat sorting out one aspect of the possible text for the final report. So, Bernie, in the future, this item will be, Jennifer, just for your edification, item number two will disappear from our normal agenda for both leadership and plenaries as we get everything into plenary mode now. Bernie, if you just want to bring the team up to speed on the very, very busy overnight conversation that's been going on about the problem statement for one of the GAC items, please.
Sure. Basically, for those that remember, we were making a suggestion that there be some sort of confirmation process for GAC members as per some of the input we got from the GAC. And we, after our presentation in Montreal, were asked for a problem statement because people weren't clear what we were going after there and it was causing all sorts of problems. Started working on that yesterday. And the things we were thinking about are all in the GAC principles very clearly laid out. So I started out this new thread on the GAC list saying, well, I'm not really clear what we're recommending given the things we're talking about are all in the GAC principles right now. So Vonda came back and basically it seems to be that although there is an accreditation principle, the concept of accreditation in the GAC principles, there's no process behind it. Basically, someone shows up with a letter from their ministry and they're a GAC rep. There we go. And that's fine for most of the cases. However, it's not so fine when you get two competing ministries or people showing up with letters saying they're the GAC rep. And so therein lies the problem, I think. So after some discussions and identifying this portion of it, Vonda will go back and discuss this with Liu and Manal, the chair of the GAC. And once we get some further information, hopefully confirming this, then we can craft something along the lines. But of course, every time you get into governments naming things and you get into sovereignty, it's an area where one has to walk a very, very fine line, very deftly. So that's where we are. Back to you, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Bernie. And I wanted you to go through that for two reasons. First of all, I think it's a very important point that we, even at this stage, if we can do a double check with the facts, like, you know, do a fact check, basically. So let's always go to the rules, go to operational procedures, go to whatever the resource is of the entity that we are making a suggestion or recommendation about, and just double check that what we're saying isn't in fact already there, but they're not doing it properly or paying attention to it, because that changes how we would be wording our response. But I also wanted to take the moment, and I'm assuming, Pat, you agree with me, how important it is that we do these problem statements, remembering, of course, that an articulation of a problem or the issue being attempted to resolve has to accompany any recommendation. And of course, wherever possible, we're also going to be doing that with the other nomenclature regarding suggestions, etc. So as the leaders, if you can all keep your fingers on the pulse of that, to make sure that we are doing the fact check and making sure that our problem statements are exactly what it was that your work party identified as the issue, or if not exactly, addressing adequately what your work party identified as an issue as well. Pat, anything on that just before we jump into what should be a pretty decent?
No, nothing to add here.
Fantastic, thanks. So Pat, because you can't see it, I shall read it out to you. Our proposed agenda for the 27th, remembering that is a 2-hour meeting, ladies and gentlemen, remember. We're going to be running for 2 hours, as we will be also for the second meeting that week, which will be on the Friday, conveniently located to make sure my Saturday morning is as fully occupied as possible. Right, I'll have a full pot of coffee to my side by then. What the proposed agenda for our upcoming meeting on the 27th is the usual administrivia, the welcome items, etc., etc., the action items, and then we need to finalise our date and location of our February face-to-face meeting. And with that, Jenny and Jennifer and Nagar, can we make sure that neither of your names right first time around this morning? That's a worry. Can we make sure that we've got any feedback that's relevant from the meetings team by then? Because we really need then to get constituency travel on the go, like the moment that meeting finishes. And I'm assuming that you've given the heads up to constituency travel anyway. But if there's anything that needs to be brought back into conversation, that's our very last opportunity to do so. Bernie, I saw your hand up first, but can I just go to Jennifer in case she's got specifics for something I was just saying? Jennifer and then Bernie.
Thanks, Cheryl. This is Jennifer. So we can certainly send to the list some more information. We've got some information from the security team regarding the Istanbul office. We also, I did have under AOB of this meeting a quick discussion on the face-to-face location, because I wondered if it might be possible even on this call to put forward a recommendation on Wednesday regarding the location, given that the doodle poll results were pretty significantly leaning towards Brussels. Yep. And we've also checked with the Brussels office. That location is available for the 3 days, so the meeting would be in the office and not at a nearby hotel. And the meeting support, as per usual, that you would expect would be available on those 3 days as well. So based on the doodle poll results and that information, I would like to propose that on Wednesday we finalise Brussels as the location, but of course open to discussion.
Jennifer, perfect. And in fact, what I would prefer to do, and Pat, please jump in here, I would suggest that we actually change the agenda to more of an announcement that we are confirming our face-to-face meeting and as Brussels in the office on those dates. And then we can get a couple of days ahead on the actual logistics, people getting their call, their flights organised and things like that. So don't do it as a discussion on the 27th. Simply have it as a formalised confirmation. This is when and where. What do you feel about that? Before I get to you, Pat, Bernie, is there something that's going to change what I just said?
No, it's more of a confirmation. I've spoken to the meetings team, the public consultation team. And if we are going to meet our deadlines, I have to hand in our homework by December 12th, so it can be up by December 15th.
Yep.
Actually, 16th, I think, is when we're putting it up. And it would run to January 30th. Let me check my dates here to make sure I'm not.
I think that sounds right. I did read that note. It sounds about right.
Yeah, so December 16th would be the Monday. That is correct. And we would run to the end of that week, either the 31st or the 31st of January, which is the Friday.
Perfect.
And then that would give me 3 or 4 days to plow as much stuff together on the responses. And then we sit down in Brussels and work it out. Thank you.
Okay. Fantastic. Pat, any input from you on making it a decisional here and just having it an announcement on the 20th?
I don't have anything to add.
Fantastic. Brenda, are you in the Skype chat that is the work party gap one? Because if you're not, can I ask, because my bandwidth, I'm just lost my internet connection on my phone, and I certainly don't want to do that on my Zoom, or both Pat and I will be mushrooming. Can send Brenda's phone number to call Vanda.
I got it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, great. Okay. So Vanda will be joining us shortly, but obviously she's been having not the same gremlins, different gremlins that are visiting Pat in the hotel. So she'll be joining us shortly. Okay, so is there anyone who has not filled out the doodle, Jennifer? Are we missing anyone that we need to reach out to?
So on the doodle poll at the moment, we have 13 participants, and I believe that Brenda sent a reminder to those who hadn't filled it out last week. So I think people have had some time to do it. But do let us know if you would like us to follow up again with anyone who's missing.
Oh, thanks for putting it up, Brenda. Terrific. I mean, I saw this. I just wasn't sure, was there anyone that was missing that had indicated that they would be able to travel at that time of year? I mean, there's people who I knew had crowded Februarys, like Wolfgang, and I, one of the reasons I was pleased to see so much support for Brussels as he can make there. And I think that's important at that stage. Now, Sebastian, you say you cannot make Brussels, or you are preferring not to make Brussels, because I don't want to have it that you can't get to Brussels. But I'm hoping that what you're indicating is you would prefer not to go to Brussels. Over to you, Sebastian.
Thank you, Cheryl. Sebastian Machel speaking. I answer the question. When the question is, I prefer one or the other, I say which one I prefer. And it's not the question of if I will participate. Even if I don't prefer, I will be there.
I was just double checking because I had presumed you were answering the question, that you were question literally and answering the question, which is certainly how I did it as well. because I'll go to either of them. But I had a slightly greater preference for Brussels over Istanbul because the cost of my travel insurance is significantly different between the two of them. Okay, so that's good to know. Pat, what were you going to say?
I wouldn't say anything.
Oh, I saw your microphone working.
That's because I'm hammering on my laptop. No, I wasn't on mute. I was hammering on my laptop. Sorry.
That's all right. If you want, you can continue to multitask. That's fine. I just didn't want to miss you trying to say anything as you're limited to audio. Always a problem. So just looking down that list, Casey, we've got you on the call. Are you unable to travel on that 789? And if so, are you going to be a remote participant? And then
yes.
I'll go to Daniel.
It's Casey. Yes, I'm unable to travel, and I'm going to try to be on a remote participant.
Great.
Some of the time, and I'll let you know, guys, as it gets closer.
Terrific. So if staff can make a note on that, because what we need to do then for our remote participants is also match up issues that we will be looking at more closely with their preferred time availabilities. Daniel? I know there's a question. Your question, but do it in air yourself.
mine may not be a question, but it's a request. That the fact is, like, the only one who has to go through the visa application process for Brussels. So could it be possible to expedite the process as we are getting into the festive holidays, such that we can have this at least sealed up by January, such that I can be able to have my visa in time, but also for constituents travel to take care of the different respective logistics. Thank you.
Thank you. And for you and Tola, to be very clear, and Jennifer and Nagar, this is something now we can make the decision here. You can get onto CT today, and you need to push CT very specifically. We need a letter that is appropriate for them to start their visa applications immediately. So we don't want to go through this discussion of, but we don't do these letters, blah, 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 blah. We just want a letter on letterhead saying when the meeting's on, why the meeting's on, and why these people need to be there, and that we are covering their costs, et cetera, that they, you know, they will have an airfare back, that they're not staying in the country, all that usual crapola, because we don't want to repeat issues like we had at the last minute in the Canada meeting, but also because a number of their embassies will be taking vacation breaks. They need to get it started sooner rather than later.
Thanks, Cheryl. Just confirming that we will certainly do that.
And I doubt that there's anybody other than Daniel and Tola who need it, but, you know, there's no harm if it's generic. I prefer it to be, you know, there's not a whole lot of us. So if they've got a generic letter, I would prefer that they take the time to personalise it and make it specific to Daniel and specific to Tola, and that would include their passport numbers, et cetera, et cetera. Because generic letters get treated differently to specific letters. Okay. I mean, I don't think it's a huge impost, and it's not the busiest time of year for constituency travel, I don't believe.
Got it. Thank you. And we'll ask them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I'm going to ask you to be an attack dog and remind them every 12 hours until you get it.
Okay, well, I have to ask Brenda to be the attack dog because she's usually the one that deals with them, and she does it very well. So I have complete faith.
Well, Brenda, enjoy. embody one of my beasts if you'd like to. You can go the Rottweiler, you can go the Dane Mastiff. I don't mind which. But at regular intervals, they need their heels nipped at because this is really critical for Tola and for Daniel. All right, moving back to the... So now we've done our last any other business item, but we're also changing our point under section 2 of our 27th of November to confirmation of face-to-face meeting in February. And that way you can tell people that it is going to be in the... ICANN office. You probably also then can tell them what is the most likely if you don't know already. I'm assuming that there is a favoured accommodation. It's been ages since I've been to Brussels, so I can't even guess what it might have been, but I'm sure that there's favoured accommodations and that sort of thing. We might have that together by then as well. All right. Then we do the white paper discussion as circulated to the list. Then we'll do the report up to version 5.1 and the discussion of the white paper. We're taking that first. Now, Bernie, do you think that's going to take the lion's share of the time, or we just need to do it first before we get on to the full report?
I'm really uncertain on that. It's going to depend how people feel about it. We haven't seen too many comments. Only Sebastian put in some comments on the Google Doc. So I'm guessing it's going to take at least an hour to walk through the scenarios. And if we actually get going, probably 90 minutes. So 60 to 90 minutes is my guess.
60 to 90 minutes. Okay, just because, you know, I like to have time binding on these things. That's just to help Pat and I. That's fantastic. Sebastian, over to you.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you very much. Sebastian Machere speaking. Yeah, I make some comments on the white paper, but my main comments, it's a PowerPoint I sent to the list and I didn't receive any feedback. And therefore, I would like that it's put in the agenda as an other, not other paper, but an additional paper. Yeah, an additional paper would be the best term, because I think that I make some suggestion, proposal to go ahead with this specific topic, not with the whole white paper, but with one part. And I was waiting for some feedback, but as there are not, I wish that we discuss it also. Thank you.
Okay, Sebastian, I just took that as read and that it was complimentary. Perhaps I didn't pay enough attention to it, but I thought it was an adjunct, not an alternative. Bernie, how do you want to approach that? Was my reaction to Sebastian's PowerPoint off the mark by that much?
Well, I started reading it and it looks interesting, but I could not finish. I will tomorrow, probably in the morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that, Vanda. So, Sebastian, you might get some feedback from Vanda separately. Kimberly? Casey? I'm still doing my auto-reading then. Casey, well, over to you.
I should figure out how to change that. I would like to request that Sebastian kind of walk through his slides, because I also couldn't quite figure out how it differed from the what the white paper was trying to say. But I also do have issues with the white paper, and I have been thinking about it and haven't figured out how to put it in writing yet. So I understand there's timing issues. I'm going to try to really do that before the Wednesday call, but it may go into the Thanksgiving weekend, and I'll allocate some time on it before the next week's call.
Okay. All right then. But well, we've got 90 minutes there. So if we need to go beyond the 90 minutes, fine. So it seems to me then under discussion of the white paper as circulated, can we have a dot under 3 and just add there discussion PowerPoint. And so we've got a link, and that will remind everybody to go and go through Sebastian's PowerPoint in advance if they can, and at least it will be linked off the agenda for posterity's sake as well. And Sebastian, I'm assuming you'll only take 5 to 7 minutes to run us through, and then we can discuss it as an aspect of the whole thing as we move through the next lot. Would that work for you, Sebastian? Yep, thumbs up. Great. KC, your hand's still up.
Sorry, forgot to take it down. I'm done.
No problem. Okay, now I get to Bernie. Bernie.
No, I think you just covered it. I was going to say, let's run through Sebastian's presentation for 15 minutes before we get going on the white paper, which would mean a 5 to 7 minute walkthrough by Sebastian and some discussion. So we're good.
All right, We've got ourselves organised, and so that's just another small edit to the agenda with the dot point and the additional link. Then whatever time's left is digging into the report version 5.1 and any other business. Now, the confirmation of the agenda won't take terribly long under any other business, but we do need to remind people that it will be a two-hour meeting. And it will be on the Friday, and just as, because people aren't necessarily used to this two meetings a week business, and the usual administration to close. And that means that we will then be looking at an agenda probably on the 29th, which will be, Bernie, unless there's something extraordinary happening, I'm assuming the whole time will be committed to the report. Am I right, wrong, or indifferent here? Big tick, great, because I'm rarely indifferent. How does that sound to you, Pat? Oh, and Malcolm, welcome, Michael. Thank you for joining.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
That's okay, Dale. Not a problem. We'll get used to that as you get further and further into fatherhood, or the opposite will happen. You'll be up and about at every couple of hours, that you will never be late. You'll be like me. You'll be that one 15 minutes ahead of the meeting, so that you know you're on the call before you get distracted by little people.
If I were a betting man, I would say it was the first of those rather than the second, but let's hope.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how well you get retrained in fatherhood. It's all very exciting, I must say. Taking my grandmotherly aspect here, watching people raise their littlies, it's fun. Okay, so with that, Pat, is there anything else we need to do today?
No, I don't think so. I think we're set up for Wednesday and Friday, so I think we're good.
And we've got the getting CT underway and confirming the meetings team we're doing in February.
Yep.
Brilliant. And I would suggest that they do confirm accommodation as soon as possible as well. That would be extremely handy, but I suspect Jennifer is probably right. That's galah arguments out the front now. Sorry about the screeching. they're a small, well, they're not small. They're a rather large in the world of parrot, Australian bird, and they are very loud about their breakfasting. Anyway, so with that, unless someone else has any other business, I think we're done for the day, team. Okay, then Jennifer, run us through the decisions.
Thank you. Very quickly, so we had the decision to have the face-to-face meeting in Brussels on the 7th to 9th of February. Related to that, a couple of action items. We're going to work with constituency travel to confirm that immediately and get the visa letters immediately to those who need them. We are going to ask them to confirm the accommodation in Brussels as soon as they can. And then a couple of updates to the agenda regarding the decision reached. We're going to change that to be included rather than a discussion point regarding Brussels. And then we're going to update the agenda to include a discussion on Sebastian's PowerPoint under item 3. And with that, I think I captured everything, but let me know if I missed something. Thank you.
I think you captured anything, and you brought us in at exactly under the half hour. Thank you, everybody. And for those of you deeply involved in IGF, do look out for us remote participants occasionally. We do like to be, recognised that we're actually, in rooms and watching. Sometimes people forget we're out here. Have a great IGF. And if there are anyone travelling, travel safely. We'll talk to you all on Wednesday, 27th. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Bye. Thank you for calling me. Bye-bye.
Bye.